capture the wind on the water? How do you count all the stars in the sky? How can you measure the love of a mother? Or how can you write down a baby's first cry? Candlelight, angel light, firelight, and star glow. Shine on his cradle till breaking of dawn. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Angels are singing, the Christ child is born. Shepherds and wise men will and adore him, seraphim round him their vigil will keep. Nations proclaim him their Lord and their Savior, but Mary will hold him and sing him to sleep. Candlelight, angel light, firelight and star glow, shine on his cradle till breaking of dawn. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Angels are singing, the Christ child is born. Find him at Bethlehem laid in a manger, Christ our Redeemer asleep in the hay. Godhead incarnate and hope of salvation, a child with his mother that first Christmas day. Christ child is born. Candlelight, angel light, firelight and star glow, shine on his cradle till breaking of dawn. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Angels are singing, the Christ child is born.
Let's take our Bibles, turn to Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60, this morning, our special Christmas communion, we are going to look at the King's gift. And as no doubt you have woke up this morning and maybe you have your traditions where you already opened your packages, I want you to know that I'm with you, and I wonder every time I open a package, how long is this gift going to last? How long will I be able to use it where it's going to, a sweater, is it going to continue to fit me in the next couple of weeks after all this Christmas feasting that we're doing? Are the moths going to get a hold of it? How long is it going to last? Do you ever think about that when you open the gift? You look at it and you think, oh, well, that's not going to last too long. Malene and I were commenting last night about how small our gifts, and I'm holding up the fingers like this as though it's, you know, at 2 inches. That's how big our gifts are. We were noticing this year it seems to be that our dollars didn't go very far and our gifts are a lot smaller as far as packaging is concerned. It doesn't seem like we have all that much to give this year one to another. but we are overwhelmed at how much more it costs to give that little bit. And as we wonder how long will it last, that's going to be an overarching theme this morning in the message. As we looked a few moments ago in Matthew chapter 2, the story of the wise men who came and brought their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh to Jesus as they arrived, traveled and arrived. Now, I know a lot of times when we do nativities and we show the Christmas pageant in church services that we often bring the wise men in at the same time with the shepherds. And, you know, it wasn't that way. It wasn't the case that the shepherds came the night that Jesus was born. We know that from Scripture. But there's some evidence in Matthew's gospel that I believe it could have been up to 2 years before the wise men actually arrived. Little Jesus was probably a lot bigger than he was, definitely a lot bigger than he was when the shepherds arrived. And the gifts that the wise men brought were gold, which represents or is given in honor of his divinity. We realize that Jesus is fully God and forever God. In his frankincense, the gift of frankincense that was given to him, it is a celebration of his holiness, for frankincense would be used in worship. And then, of course, the myrrh that was given to him in honor of his suffering that would come. Now, I know that the gifts that we see Jesus getting, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh, when you think about his divinity and his holiness, you realize that those are without limit and without end. And it is a celebration of his forever and foreverness. But the myrrh for his suffering, it is with that one gift, when we consider his suffering, that Jesus no longer suffers, because on the cross, there at the end, he lifted up his voice and cried out, "It is finished." And I do realize that with his divinity and with his holiness, it's without end. But his suffering was temporary. And I say that this morning to encourage you as you wonder and ask, how long will it last? The story of Jesus receiving the gifts of the wise men, the three wise men, they brought their gifts and then they know not to go back to Herod, because Herod has an agenda against Jesus. And how his gift is contrasted to against the gift of the Magi. In Matthew chapter 2, verses 16 and 18, we see what kind of gift Herod gave Jesus. "Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, 'In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not.'" We don't talk about that on Christmas Day. But the angst that Jesus arrives here in this world, and that night he has the shepherds that are coming with gifts of their worship. They come not bearing really anything but a bunch of smelly sheep, probably. But that night they came and offered their worship. And then the next time we see someone coming to Jesus, they come and bring gifts of worship, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But the king orders a decree that every child in Bethlehem be slaughtered. This week I saw Miss Mary Thacker. She said, "I wonder what the Lord is trying to tell us this Christmas especially, because it seems like the world is very dark." And I agree. The world is dark, but it's no darker than it has been. For what kind of king orders the sacrifice and the slaughter of innocent children in an entire village? How long will Herod's gift last? Well, it's until someone dies. The children in Israel, in Bethlehem specifically, or until Herod passes. For that's when Mary and Joseph return from Egypt to Israel with Jesus after the death of Herod. Now, I realize these last few moments, we brought up some thoughts that were a little bit too heavy for Christmas. And I know, especially this time of year, people deal with feelings of guilt and feelings of depression and feelings of anxiety. Guilt over events that happened in the past. Depression about the way life is right now. Or anxiety about tomorrow. Those are thoughts that we probably shouldn't address in this service because it's supposed to be a happy day. But I do believe that Jesus addresses our guilt, our depression, and our anxieties, as we shall see in a few moments. No, let's get back to happy thoughts and thoughts that would be perfect for Christmas Day. Thoughts of nostalgia, the memories of years gone by and the loved ones that we've celebrated Christmases with and how sweet and wonderful that is. And the moments that we have this year that will be set and help set memories of yesterday. And I'm grateful for today and this opportunity that we can be here together today. And I'm excited about the dreams of tomorrow. And I'm excited about what tomorrow brings. We are just right at the cusp of a new year starting. And as we think about the nostalgia, the moments and the dreams, we often reflect on life as it was, and life as it is, and life as it once or as it will be. And depending on where your mental state is this morning, it could lead to guilt and depression and anxiety, or it could lead to nostalgia and to moments and to dreams. I want to ask you a question, though. Considering the shape of the world today and the shape of the world in Jesus' day, what actually changed the day that Jesus arrived? For in the story, we see that Herod orders the death of all the children. And I very sadly say to you that the day that Jesus arrived, nothing changed. But absolutely everything changes. And that is our thought this morning. Everything changes with Jesus' gift. Would you join me in prayer at this time? Lord Jesus, we come to you right now and we lift up your name. We thank you so much for your gift. Lord, we thank you for the gift of your life. We ask these things in your name. Amen. Life in the kingdom we see in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 17 through 20. I know a lot of times we get excited thinking about the end times and the events leading through the tribulation, how terrible and dread those days must be. And we don't do a lot of talking about how wonderful it's going to be when Jesus sets up his kingdom. But Isaiah does just that in Isaiah chapter 60. In verses 17 through 20, "For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine extractors righteousness. Violence shall be no more heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy wall salvation and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall be no more down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. In that day, the everlasting light of the Lord will be the light of this world. No more violence. No more wasting and crumbling away. No more destruction. No more darkness, because the Lord's day has come, and no more mourning." Isaiah 25, verse 8, "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take from off the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it." Oh, when Jesus' kingdom comes, life will be unlike anything we have ever known or experienced. For mourning shall end, rebuke shall end, and we will live in the light of his presence. But for now, it seems that nothing has changed. For we live in a world that's riddled with violence and wasting and destruction, great darkness and incredible sadness. But I want to remind you that when Jesus comes, everything changes. Look down with me at Isaiah 60, verses 21, 20 through 22. Thy people shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. In the Lord's kingdom, righteousness, inheritance, and the fulfillment of the promise that was made to Abraham all those years ago. No, when Jesus comes, everything changes. For Israel to possess the land, it's not something I want to gloss over as we consider what was just mentioned about having the land forever. For Israel to possess the land forever means that Israel now has hearts right forever. Something changes. Worship of the King, rightfully and rightfully so. No, it's a day unlike any day that we have ever seen on this earth. And when does it come? It comes in his time. That's a phrase that harkens back to what Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son and made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Oh, what a day that will be, and what gift Jesus gives. Do you know what Jesus brings? Do you know what Jesus has given? He gives two gifts, the gift of his life and the gift of his life. In these next few moments, I'm going to invite you to take the little cups that we have given you as we consider the gift of his life that he gives. The gift of his life. He gave his life for you. We symbolize that with a little piece of bread. It represents his body that is broken for us. We have in the cup a little cup of juice, which symbolizes his blood and the promise of everlasting life found in Jesus alone. I'm going to ask you to join me in prayer as we go to him and ask him to bless our time as we receive this special table today. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for your gift. And I thank you, Lord, for the gift of your life and the gift of your life. I thank you, Lord, that it was in your time that you came. The world was ripe for your arrival. And Lord, how much did not change radically or different other than you now walked among us in the flesh. Your life, no doubt, Lord, was not easy. You faced and suffered like we suffer, though unlike us, you did so righteously. So that when you went to the cross for our sins and you take our chastisement upon you, you were God's perfect sacrifice, a little lamb. Lord, perhaps that was the significance of you being born in a stable in a manger to remind us of your perfect gift, your perfect sacrifice that you would make as you grew up and walked among us. Oh Lord, we thank you for your body that was broken. And Lord, we thank you for the gift of life, the promise of your blood, the everlasting life that you give to all who believe. Oh Lord, today, on this Christmas day, we celebrate the fact of your arrival, both as a little baby and as a great king. And so, Lord Jesus, we say, may you come in your time. We ask these things in your name. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul gives us instructions for receiving the table. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the same Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me, in remembrance of him. And with the cup, the gift of his life. If the body reminds us that he gave his life for you, his death is an important reminder of the great lengths and the extravagant lengths that God went to show us his love to usward. But it is in his blood is the promise of everlasting life. The life that Jesus has, we too have as believers in him. And through faith, not anything that we do, but everything that he has done, we receive the greatest gift of everlasting life provided by God's greatest gift, Jesus Christ, his Son. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25, after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me, in remembrance of him. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. How long will it last? How long will the gift that the Lord provides last? Forever and forever. Amen. Our prayer this morning is really a statement of praise. Glory to Jesus, for your arrival brings life eternal. That day that Jesus arrived, nothing changed, but everything changed. And I'm so grateful to be able to spend these moments together today with you to remember, to reflect, to anticipate his arrival. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your grace and for your goodness. We thank you so much, Lord, that right now all of our attention is on you in this moment of worship. I pray, Lord, that your perfect sacrifice would touch our guilts and our depressions and our anxieties. Lord, for your death removes our guilt and the penalty of our sin. And that, Lord, your death removes from us the power of sin moment by moment, and that you change our lives day by day as we grow closer to you. And Lord, we look forward to that day where we are finally free from the presence of sin. Lord, I thank you so much for the gifts of the past, the sweet memories that we've had over the years, and the great traditions that we look forward to celebrating every year, and the great moments that we have today. And Lord, I pray that you would bless us with the dreams, the promises that you make in Isaiah 60, that you are coming again, and that this world will know more violence, no more waning, wasting, destruction, no more darkness, and no more mourning. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you for your gift brings the promise of life eternal, and your arrival shows us that it has come. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Prepare to celebrate the birth of our Lord. Let us always remember why he came. And as we present our gifts to our friends and all our loved ones, let us offer him the holy gift of praise.
Alleluia. Alleluia,
alleluia,
alleluia. praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
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 Praise the Lord.
As we offer Him a praise, let us sacrifice our lives, so that all the world may know of His love. For His birth in Bethlehem was a gift from God to man. Thank you, Father, for your perfect gift of love.
Alleluia,
alleluia,
alleluia.